This is a CGY News Update. As many new and returning students are settling into campus life at Bank Rhode Island University, the campus's Health and Wellness Center wants to educate students to make sure they know the impacts of the ongoing toxic drug crisis. Stephanie Begree and Chantel Amistad are two fourth-year nursing students at Bank Rhode Island University. In their studies, they have been learning a lot about the toxic drug crisis and how it impacts the community in Nanaimo and at BIU.
This year alone, there's been like 915 unregulated drug deaths, and out of all of those, 104 of them are between the ages of 19 to 29, so that's about the like university age. So the more people we have trained here, I think the safer the community can be, and we could all make a difference in like saving a life.
That was Amistad speaking about the deadly impacts the illicit drug supply has already had this year. Knowing the importance of education, Amistad and Begree have started volunteering to offer a short-form version of naloxone training at school events through the VIU Health and Wellness Center. CHY met with them as they were offering the free training and education at the VIU Student Union's Back to School Frosh Concert event held on campus Thursday night. Amistad says offering harm reduction on campus will teach students how to be more prepared in case of an overdose.
Harm reduction itself can seem like a very intimidating topic and overwhelming, and there's a lot of learning to do, and me myself, like, I'm just getting into the topic and learning about it, and I feel like it may not seem like you're doing a large part or learning a lot, but just engaging with the topic in itself and gaining that information is just helping destigmatize the topic overall.
Begree says that university students are at a very vulnerable age for substance use.
Substances, whether they're legal or illicit, substance use is going to happen. Especially with university students, like, they're entering new environments a lot of the times, meeting new friends, like, they're going to be more likely to be experimenting with things. So it's important for them to be able to know how to do use substances safely, and that comes along with knowing how to administer naloxone.
Begree says that while people cannot control whether or not other people will use drugs, people can still reduce harm and control how they react in the community.
I think, you know, stigma acts as a big barrier to helping those who use substances. So I think getting to be more familiar with harm reduction can definitely help, you know, build like a stronger, more compassionate community.
As a registered nurse and harm reduction advocate, Sarah Lovegrove has seen firsthand how harm reduction can save lives. As a nursing professor at VIU, she says harm reduction training at a university or college is one of the most important spaces to offer the training.
In university, young people are experimenting and they're exploring who they are. And oftentimes that comes with engaging in altered states of consciousness, utilizing substances, and that goes far beyond alcohol.
She warns that in recent years, the toxic drug crisis has made all illicit drugs unpredictable in terms of its poignancy and content. She says that young people need to understand what they could potentially be getting into.
And so this is really starting their journey from a safety lens, from a place of understanding that risks are possible with this. And a lot of prohibition narratives around that really, you know, teach people that drugs are bad, don't do drugs. But then they leave home and they enter university and they start going to parties and realize that a lot of people are experimenting with substances. But they don't have the education between not using and potentially using for the first time what the risks really are in that.
Lovegrove co-created the VIU Harm Reduction Alliance at the university 3 years ago to create conversations around the toxic drug crisis and harm reduction. The Harm Reduction Alliance has been tabling at various back-to-school events this year, and Lovegrove says they have been hearing a lot from students. She says that while some students may not be ready to learn about harm reduction or take naloxone training, there are still some who get excited knowing this education is being offered on campus.
And then there's also some students who come with such enthusiasm and so much gratitude around this being offered on campus because they know their risks. They've lost friends, they've lost family, and they don't know how to obtain this training and these resources elsewhere.
Lovegrove says it's important for students who are using substances or may want to experiment with substances for the first time that more than ever, substances that are not directly from a pharmacy are likely to be contaminated and in need of testing.
Being aware is really important. And so taking a moment between being offered and taking and saying, what is in this? What do I know about this drug? What do I know about the source? Do I trust the source? And if the answer is I don't know or no to any of those questions, it's not a just say no situation, but it's also just an invitation to explore services.
Drug testing can be done at the Nanaimo Overdose Prevention Site at 250 Albert Street. As well, fentanyl testing strips can be found at the Campus Health and Wellness Center. Lovegrove highlights the story of 18-year-old Sydney McIntyre Starko, who died of an accidental fentanyl poisoning in her dorm at the University of Victoria in January 2024. Sydney's friends and family called on the university for what they say could have been a preventable death if Sydney or her friends had access to naloxone that night. An external review of that night found that the campus security, after arriving, waited 9 minutes to administer the life-saving naloxone and waited 12 minutes to start CPR. While in the past, the VIU Harm Reduction Alliance offered free naloxone training through Island Health for the campus, VIU has worked with the alliance to take on facilitating the training through its Health and Wellness Center. Naloxone kits can be found at the VIU Health and Wellness Center in Building 200 on the third floor. Nasal naloxone kits have been placed across the campus near defibrillators and the first aid kit in case of an on-campus overdose. The VIU Health and Wellness Center will offer a two-hour naloxone training for the VIU community on Friday, September 26th from noon to 2 p.m. in Building 210. Registration for the training can be found on their Eventbrite. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.